Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I don't know what episode I'm actually at off the top of my head, but I just wanted to jump on here, and today I'm going to be focusing on fear and just being afraid to start, being afraid to change direction, being afraid to suck at things, being afraid to disagree with others, all those things. Because basically, I started this podcast over a month ago, nearly two now. And when I started it, I had a rough idea of why I wanted to start it and what I wanted it to do for other people. But as I have developed and grown and been working on what I have been working on, I have decided to do a kind of rebrand, you could say, for my podcast and switch direction slightly. So I'm going to be changing the name of my podcast from The Minds Library to Independent as Fuck, because my podcast is going to transition into focusing about relationships. That's what I've decided that I'm going to be focusing on, because that is where I think that I can help people the most, just by consuming my content or by reaching out to me personally, because I have a lot of experience when it comes to relationships with self and also relationships with others, whether it be different types of friends, different friendships, different friendship groups, and also intimate relationships. So I am going to be doing a shift on this platform here, and as my community continues to grow, I decided I need to really focus on what exactly people are going to be coming to this podcast for, and I needed to make that more specific and less generalized than the Minds Library. So that's my update on where this space is going to be going, and I decided to focus on today as my final episode before transitioning into my new direction on being afraid and just going through a list of things that you shouldn't be afraid of that we all tend to be afraid of. So, well, the biggest one for me is provided with the example of me right now, don't be afraid to just start, even if you have no idea where you're going. And me starting this podcast is a prime example of that. When I started this podcast, I knew that I was good at connecting with people, good at talking to people, and I knew that was a skill that I should make use of because I knew that I could affect positive change just by talking to people and having those conversations and normalizing things that we don't normally talk about. And I knew that the podcast was an opportunity for me to take the leap of faith and do that. But I didn't have much more of an idea than that when I started the podcast. I knew I wanted to talk about things I was passionate about. I knew I wanted to put myself out there and get outside of my comfort zone and do something challenging, but I didn't really know what this podcast was going to be at the start. I just knew I had to start a podcast. So that's a really great example of just don't be afraid to start. Doesn't matter if you change direction. It doesn't matter if you start and decide you don't want to keep going. That is fine. What matters is that you start, because otherwise you'll look back on things you could have done and gone, damn, I wish I'd done it. Wish I hadn't been so scared. I wish I wasn't so afraid of that. I wish I didn't care what other people thought of me, and that's what held me back. You don't want to look back with regret because of things you didn't try. We never regret things we did. They always lead on to something better, and they tend to take us on a path down a direction that we want to go anyway. Whereas when we kind of hold back from what we really want to try and really want to give a crack, that's when we miss opportunities. So don't be afraid to start. I'll say it a billion times, but also don't be afraid to suck. Now, honestly, I can talk for days, but this is the first time being on this podcast here that I've had to talk to myself, because I haven't had any guests on my podcast yet, and I do plan on having guests, but for the most part, with all of these episodes that I've just released, I've been talking to myself. So I've had a set of notes about what I want to talk about, and then I just have to flow and make that work. And God, I was scared. You know, I was like, I'm gonna suck. People are gonna be like, who is this person trying to do a podcast? And sounding like trash. But then I just like, they're just the thoughts of doubt that come into our minds that have no real relevance and no real truth to them either. And I decided, well, all that matters is that I'm happy with what I'm doing and that I'm happy with what this is testing me with, and this is testing me in my comfort zone, and I'm always looking for a challenge, always looking for something new. And that's what being afraid to suck is a sign that you should be trying to suck at it because it means that you care. So if you're finding yourself twiddling your fingers going, oh, should I do this? I want to try, but I just don't have the skills, the experience, the resources, all of this stuff. Just stop your mind right there, pause all the nonsense, and just crack on with it. Give it a go, no matter what, because that's it. Who cares if you suck? Everyone sucks when they start. You know, whatever someone's starting, whether it's starting a musical instrument, starting training to go run a marathon, starting a new job, we can't just be amazing at things straight away. And I think with a lot of us, you know, we have people we look up to and role models in our lives, whether it be someone we know or someone, you know, well known on social media or someone famous. We have these role models and we just see them. We don't see them at the start of their journey. We see them when everyone knows them. And then we think, wow, look at how skilled and talented and amazing this person is. They had to cultivate the skills that they have right now in front of us to get where they did. And they did that by sucking when they started. And we need to stop being so hard on ourselves and judging ourselves for not being perfect straight away. Who gives a fuck? Like, you're more relatable when you don't know what you're doing. You're more relatable when people can really resonate with you and go, wow, like this girl, she's just like me and she's on a podcast. Like, I would love to do that. You know, she's probably, you know, even you might think, oh, I could even do better than that. That's great. We are role models too to people who are just planting their own seeds and just planning to take the first leap of faith. We can help so many other people more than we think by sucking and sucking publicly. So that's my second thing I wanted to touch on. And thirdly, don't be afraid to change directions as well. Again, going back to this podcast, I'm going to be doing a rename, Independent as Fuck. I think that resonates so much with me. The Minds Library did too, but this is a lot more relevant because I'm going to be really focusing on breaking down all of this, everything to do with relationships when it comes to being an independent person that's secure and knows what they want, but still seems to struggle when it comes to connecting the dots with, you know, healthy relationships. What I'm talking about is intimate relationships, because the person, the independent as fuck person that I'm talking about, that I'm going to be breaking down in my episodes, they are secure, they are confident, they know what they want, but they don't know what's holding them back when it comes to the blocks of looking for a partner or being open to dating or being open to relationships, open to change. That's what I'm going to be breaking down because that shit has helped me so much in the past year when it comes to just being open and also realizing some of my habits and patterns that can be positive in certain lights can also be negative if they're out of balance. So I'm not going to ramble too much on about the new direction for my podcast today, but what I'm trying to get across is change direction, like change direction 100 times if you have to. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry if people are like, oh, you've given up. Oh, you're quitting. Oh, you know, like you should do that for another 10 years now that you've done that degree. You know, you did that degree so you could go do that job. So why have you done the degree and decided to change your direction? What a waste of money. Like, don't listen to that. Like, no one else knows what your experience is like. And why would you spend your time doing something that you do not enjoy? Who gives a crap if you prepared for years or months or days, or if you had an idea and no matter how committed you were to it, you're never obligated. There's never a bullet to your head. Sorry, there's never a gun at your head pointing at you going, you have to do this forever. That's it. Change direction. Don't be scared. Changing direction is a form of getting out of a comfort zone. So sometimes we might really enjoy what we're doing, but feel a bit stagnant. And it's healthy to just leap out of our comfort zone, change direction, because that is the perfect environment for growth. And changing direction provides that opportunity for leaving the comfort zone and learning more about ourselves. So I am here for changing direction. And that's it. Just tune out the outside noise and do what is in alignment for you. Also, don't be afraid to disagree. disagree with others or even disagree with your past self. Like, there might have been something you really believed in the past, and since being more open and receptive to new ideas or having a new experience, you might completely find yourself disagreeing with something that you didn't in the past, and now you're like, but this is who people think I am because I used to be so forthcoming about this part of me and now I'm changing it. Like, can I do that? Of course you can. Change, disagree, like disagree with yourself. Go, you know what? I'm not here for that anymore. I'm deciding to do this today. Also with other people, don't be afraid to disagree with others. That doesn't mean that you're a bad person. That doesn't mean you're out to get someone. You're just sharing your truth, and there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. It's constructive to disagree. It allows us to see things from different points of views. And while we may not fully agree with the view that's been presented, it gives us a chance to see how other people see things. And that can help us in so many areas of our lives. So that is something I'm ticking off the box for, guys. I'm putting the thumbs up for you guys to do that as well. But yeah, I just really wanted to keep this episode short and sweet today because, as I said, I've had a change of heart and I'm doing a lot of planning here in the background, and I'm going to be putting together some more defined, solid content on this podcast. It's a bit more structured, less flowy, so you can get more information in a shorter period of time on this podcast. So I'm going to be going away now and doing some planning and really putting together some solid content, all to do with relationships, that is going to be juicy as fuck and super helpful for anyone that's listening to this podcast. So if you would like to let other people know about it, feel free. Let some friends know, family know, hey, look, I know someone, or I've been listening to this girl and she's going to really crack down on relationships and that seems like something that could be helpful for you. Let them know, because this is going to be some really, really good stuff that I'm going to be sharing on the podcast. And yeah, today, as I said, I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe I should reset, come back in a couple of weeks. But I do know I have quite a few loyal listeners. Shout out to you guys that have been listening every week to my podcast. And I didn't want to just jump off the radar without saying anything. So I am hoping that I should be able to put together some solid content planning this week so I can just continue to release an episode every Monday here in Canada and Tuesday in Australia and wherever else it is, wherever else in the world. I do want to keep that consistency going and know that you guys can rely on me to release content and podcast episodes regularly. But that's just an update on my end. And I want to just finish by finally saying thanks for the support so far. And thank you to everyone who has personally reached out and chatted to me and like thanked me and let me know how much value they've been getting from this podcast, because that's honestly what's been keeping me going with releasing these episodes. It's just knowing that I'm helping other people and providing ideas that can really change and reshape the way we see the world and also the quality of our lives. So yeah, I'm super grateful and I can't wait for you guys to see the new direction of this podcast. I will be providing more information on that soon, but for now, I hope you got something out of my little drop of don't be afraid, and I hope that someone needed to hear that today or whenever it is that you're listening to this and you got something out of it. And as always, don't be afraid to message me. I love getting feedback from you guys. And if you haven't already, actually, I recently realized that you can do reviews for podcasts on iTunes, which I should have known for a long time by now because I have always listened to podcasts, but you can review people's podcasts on iTunes. So for anyone that has been listening so far, I would so appreciate if you have been getting something out of it to leave me a review on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, because yeah, the feedback's helpful. It also helps me with building, you know, a community and, you know, building authority and the fact that people can see that someone is getting something out of me blabbing my mouth for however long I do. So that would mean so much. But otherwise, thanks a lot for listening to this really short episode. And I can't wait to continue on with this podcast and see where it goes. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.